Worksop explosion, families displaced after blast that killed man, date modified : 2025-04-19T06-28-56.988Z, description : some residents are still being supported by either the council, insurers, or families. Families displaced after fatal house explosion, 8 hours ago, save, Mel Duffy and Olympia Zagnat, BBC News, Nottingham, save, PAW Media, an investigation into the blast remains ongoing. Residents have been told there is no definitive timescale for when they will be able to return home after an explosion killed a man and destroyed properties. The blast on Saturday, April 12 in Worksop, Nottinghamshire, saw people displaced and John Street closed to residents. The body of a 53-year-old man, later named by police as David Howard, was recovered under debris and a man was arrested on suspicion of murder. David Armiger, chief executive of Bassett Law District Council, said help including psychological support was available for residents affected by the tragedy. He said most of the residents who were evacuated returned to their homes on Sunday evening and Monday morning. However, people from 14 households still cannot return home and continue to be supported either by the local authority, their insurers, or landlords. Armiger added there was no definitive times for the displaced residents to return home due to the ongoing investigation and need to make buildings safe. Three buildings which have significant structural damage will be demolished and more safety checks are set to continue at other properties. A 43-year-old arrested on suspicion of murder following the explosion has been questioned and bailed pending further investigation, PAW Media. Most residents living in the area have returned to their homes. On Saturday evening, one of our communities experienced a tragic and traumatic event, an explosion at a house in Worksop, he said. I'd like to thank the emergency services, specialist recovery teams and the wide number of agencies who were quick to respond, and for the work they have done in the days since to support the people who have been directly affected, and the wider community. Our thoughts are with the family and friends of David Howard who sadly lost his life. I would also like to thank residents and the local community for their patience and compassion during this time. We understand how difficult it is to live through this experience, and I would like to reassure you that support is available should you need it. Armiger has also thanked residents for their patience. He said, due to the ongoing investigation by Nottinghamshire Police, and the challenging process to make the impacted buildings safe, we are not able to provide a definitive timescale on how long residents may be out of their homes. We have spoken to these residents to update them on the latest situation and will be providing them with an opportunity to briefly and safely return to their homes to collect some essential items and belongings in the near future. The ongoing response to this incident is constantly evolving, and again, I would like to thank residents and the wider community for their patience and understanding during this difficult time. Follow BBC Nottingham on Facebook, on X, or on Instagram. Send your story ideas to eastmidsnews@bbc.co.uk or via WhatsApp on 0808 12210. More on this story, man ran into collapsed home after fatal blast, murder arrest over fatal house explosion, probe continues into cause of fatal house explosion, man who died in house explosion named, major incident after explosion destroys house, related internet Lynn.